All right, so here is the seventh and final key principle. Utilize results to inform decisions.
So this is pretty straightforward. The performance evaluation must be used in some way, shape, or form to understand if the teacher continues, if the teacher needs more professional development, if what we're going to do with teachers and what personnel decisions we're going to make with them over time. And so this system should inform those decisions for principals, for superintendents, for school boards.
And how does a district prove that that's happening?
I think it's incumbent on the observation. So these observations are all generally, you know, giving us some kind of score, whether it's a numeric score or some sort of differentiated level score. And so we'll know where teachers are along those levels. And that should give us some indication of how students are doing with, you know, it includes student performance data. And so that it's an all-inclusive system to try and capture the performance of teachers, how well they're doing, how well their students are doing, and making sure that continual growth is occurring for the educator. If we see an educator that is stagnant, then we've got to think about ways in which we can develop them professionally or make different kinds of employment decisions for them.
Gotcha. And so did they have to send that information back up to the state then?
I think the state just wants to know that these decisions are being made based on this data. So I think if a district gets in trouble, then they'll start looking back at these particular decisions or how they're using this data to inform particular decisions, personnel decisions.
All right. We made it through all seven principles. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.